pretty fancy music. Yeah. Huh? Everyone loves our song. Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Mitch, of course, is off this week. He has to make more lures because you guys keep buying them, but he will be back on. And we happen to be fortunate enough to be on the banks of Lake Washington. And I do mean on the banks. If we would just put some line on these poles, we'd be able to cast out there and catch us a 3-pound walleye. No, we catch a 3-pound crappie, but... It is full of big fish that are out there. Mark,
there's quite a few.
Yep. Mark Hamberlin.
Hamberlin, yes.
Yep. And so Mark is with us. He has a guide service on...
On Lake Washington and basically the Washington County area. We're blessed with 5 lakes in this area, Lake Washington being the best and the primary one. So this is the lake that I fish probably 99% of the time.
Yep. So we're going to start at the beginning here and we're going to have Mark tell us about your guide service. So it's a little different than your regular.
Yes, I have a guide service called DD214 Guide Service, which is strictly for disabled vets. We don't charge them to go fishing. They come out here. We take them for free.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I do that is you've got Gary Sinise and you've got Trace Atkins and all the stars that have Wounded Warrior projects and all these bigger... outlets for veterans, but they're for the truly physically and disabled veterans, the ones that are in wheelchairs and they're amputees and things of this nature. So there was a big disconnect and a gap between your normal disabled vet, who, like me, I'm 80%. I've had double spinal fusion, and I was in the first Gulf War. Uh-huh. And, I still had a life after the military. But... you don't necessarily have the coping skills you need when you get out of the military. So what we do is we have an outlet here to where, let's say you're a disabled vet and you're having trouble coping or something. It's hard to be depressed when you got a hook in you, when a rod in your hand. Right. It's hard to have a bad day on a lake. So what we do is we give them an outlet where they can come out. They can stay out here with Mike, and we take them out there on the lake and we show them ways to cope with the things they're dealing with once they leave the military.
Oh, very cool. And so how would they get in touch with you? How do they find you?
I have a Facebook page, DD214 Guide Service.
Right.
They can call me on my cell phone, 662-822-6773. Or I'm sure if they could contact Mike if need be, if they couldn't get in touch with me any other way.
Yeah, Mike at Bait and Things.
Yes.
Just right off... Lake Washington. Yep. So this tackle store is right across the lake. This is actually where we're shooting it, right in here.
Yeah.
And so, and we actually have a crowd here watching us today. Usually when we do the podcast, there ain't nobody. We can't hardly get the host here, much less a guest. But today we're really, really fortunate to be here. And we're down kind of pre-scouting and looking at some stuff. And, of course, we're thinking about these crappie out here, and we're thinking about how we're going to catch them. So your guide service, what are you using for a boat? Are you using a regular boat or are you using a pontoon?
No, I have a modified pontoon boat. And okay. So I've got 4 captain's chairs in it, and I can take them out or add them as needed. So let's say we get somebody that's in a wheelchair that's got limited mobility, pop a chair out, we'll bring it down here to the dock, we'll get them on the boat.
Okay.
As long as they can step over onto the boat, or we can drag them over or push them over, we can get them in the boat.
And so how many can you take at a time?
The boat limit is 6. So based on Coast Guard regulations for that particular pontoon boat, 6 is the maximum. Okay. So I normally have my son with me or my daughter.
Right.
So that gives you 4 veterans that can fish at one time.
Okay. And tell us, is it usually like a couple type setup, or is it a couple guys? What's the normal, do you have for
it's
clientele?
It's normally a husband and wife.
Okay.
Most of the veterans that I've dealt with so far have been married.
Okay.
And a lot of times veterans don't want to talk with their spouses about what they went through.
Right.
My children will go to their graves never knowing what I did. And so it gives you an opportunity to have the spouse out there in the same situation and see the changes in the veteran when they get out there on the water. And once you see that, it's like, okay, we need to do this again. You know, we need to start making some changes in our life to where we can start finding, you know, maybe it's not crappie fishing. Maybe it just needs to be outdoors. Let's go for a walk in the park. Let's, you know, let's go camping.
It's that open door. It's the starting to the communications inside there.
Yeah, you've got to start somewhere. And fishing's not everybody's thing.
Right.
So if you don't want to fish, let's go for a ride. Let's spend the day on the lake.
Yep.
You don't have to fish.
And how long have you been doing this?
Bad timing on my part. I started it before the pandemic hit. So I've only had about, I'd say, 6 trips because of the pandemic. And most disabled veterans are already immune deficient or immune compromised anyway.
Right. Yep.
So you don't want to risk it.
Right.
And so that has really hurt the launching of the business. But any great journey starts with one small step.
Right.
And so I picked a bad time to start it, but I didn't back off of it.
And so tell us about payment, the cost of this.
There's none.
How's that? Tell us more about
this. I mean, I was fortunate. I left the military, and I was a disabled vet after the first Gulf War. I was fortunate enough to, I worked hard, had a good work ethic. I rose up in companies to where I ran them. And so I was truly blessed. And so I had a small stroke, and I medically retired from working.
Right.
So between disability and pensions and things of that nature, I decided just to give back. And so this is at no cost to the veterans whatsoever.
Yeah, this is fantastic. This is like, I wish there was one of these on every lake across the United States. How great would that be if you started a foundation that started pontoons across America or something?
I would love that. And you know, I called it DD214 Guide Service because you can expand on that. Let's say they want to do one in Arkansas.
Right.
Okay, DD214 Guide Service of Arkansas. You want to do it in Louisiana, DD214 Guide Service of Louisiana. I'm not proud enough. I like to share knowledge, and I like to share wisdom and things of that nature. So I'm not hoarding this by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
I don't have the name copyrighted. So it's not a pride thing for me.
Yeah, and if someone from another state, you're watching or listening from another state, that you'd like to talk to Mark about figuring out how to get this set up and running in your state or your area, please contact
them. And it's not as expensive as you'd think. You buy an older pontoon. Mine's a old what do they call that thing? A Bass Hunter 18.
Right.
And it's got a 2-stroke outboard on it. I paid like $2,500 for it used. I put $1,000 in it. That's new plywood and everything.
Right.
And you fish it. So it's not like you got to go buy an $80,000 bass boat to do this.
Right.
You know, so the startup cost is real cheap.
Oh, excellent. So now, of course, half the people have just been waiting to hear how you're catching your fish.
Well,
and hopefully they haven't skipped the good part there. But now we're going to get to the part where everyone, their ears really perk up when they hear that they're going to find out how they're going to catch fish on Lake Washington out there.
I fish 3 primary ways because I fish with my kids and I fish with veterans. Spider rigging to me is just boring. It is. I hate it. It's boring. I know there's people who love it and make their living with it, and live scope's not my cup of tea. I don't have a problem with anybody who fishes that way. It's just not how I like to fish. I like to power troll, where you put 8 rods out of the front of the boat. You're going 0.9 to 1.5 miles per hour, and when you catch a fish, he's got it bowed up. It's none of this, oh, well, it twitched, you better hurry up and get it type thing.
Right.
Because I'm not that guy.
All right, let's go a little deeper in the technique that you're talking about. How do you set it up? Rods, reels, your lures that you're using?
I use ACC crappie sticks because they've got a good backbone, and they do what's called loading up well. So what I do is I'll run a Carolina rig. I'll put a swivel out, and then I'll, about 18 inches apart, I'll put a jig or a minnow, or you can actually run a square bill crankbait by Piku, which is... I use that a lot.
We can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
I think they got great colors. I'm pretty sure there's 35 of them.
There's 4
And there's 14 square bill colors.
Yeah, and there's 4 of them on this lake that you'll catch them every time.
Tell us what they are.
If you get a chrome clown.
Okay.
And the 3 smokes.
Oh, wow.
You get the I'm sorry, not the smoke, the chrome. You got the blue chrome, the black chrome.
Yep.
And you got the, I've already said it, but I can't
blue,
remember.
Blue, black, clown.
And the chrome clown and the zombie.
Oh, and the zombie.
If you run those four crankbaits on this lake, you'll catch fish. You don't have to have any other four besides those on this lake.
Well, Mitch doesn't like you to say that. We'd like to. We're going to interrupt this segment right here and say, every color works. Those we love work. Every color.
Yeah, those four work the best, though.
So you rig them on a Carolina rig
with a 2 ounce weight at the bottom.
Oh, a 2 ounce weight.
Right. And you can go up to about 1.3 miles per hour with a 2 ounce weight, and you're pretty much vertical. Because you're not going to fish deeper than 10 foot in this lake. So 10 foot at 1.1 with a 2 ounce weight, you need 10 foot of line out, 11 foot of line out. So it's actually running true. It's not getting back under the boat.
Right.
And I used to push with 3 ounce weights and things of that nature, but I don't do that anymore.
You don't do that anymore.
I just soon pull them at that point. Or you can drag them. And what that is let's say they're 15 foot, you're fishing Lake Ferguson and they're 15, 20 foot deep.
Okay.
All right. You got to put out to get that deep with his cranks. You got to put 168 foot of line out. And if you go to Precision Trolling Data, the INT crankbait dive charts on Precision Trolling Data, which saves you a lot of memorization there. I could put a 1 ounce weight on it or a 2 ounce weight and you split the difference. So with a 2 ounce weight, with a 3 foot leader on an INT crankbait, if I want to get it 15 foot deep, I let out 30 foot of line. I don't have to put out 168 foot of line. I call that dragging a crankbait.
Oh, you call that dragging?
I call that dragging. So you can pull with no weight,
right?
And drag it with a weight, or you can push it with a really heavy weight.
And so we'll come back out to here. Lake Washington is, what's the deepest part of Lake Washington?
There are holes out there that are 20-plus foot deep, 25, 28 foot deep, depending on water level. But
And you
can catch fish there. And certain times of the year, they're 10 foot deep, 10 to 12 foot deep. But it's usually really cold when they're that deep. So I don't fish in the dead of winter unless I just, can't avoid it.
Right.
Because if I'm going to be cold somewhere, I want to be in a deer blind with a Mr. Buddy heater, I'm seeing deer and squirrels, so there's times when I have fished in the winter.
Right.
But you got a spider, you got to fish so slow.
Right. So what's your peak time? The deep spots, what's your peak time? When is the trolling the crankbaits really starts?
February until December, you can do good on this lake with.
Oh, really?
Well, you either pushing or pulling,
right?
Or power trolling. Because we don't really get cold here till the end of December, 1st of January.
Okay,
and then by mid-February, late February, it's warming back up again.
And so the deeper holes and in the cooler time. Then what starts happening in spring? And you're still trolling out in the main lake, or what are you looking for? Flats?
It really depends on the weather. If the sun is shining and you've had a couple of, 50, 60 degree days, they're gonna hit the shelves. They're gonna be in 7 foot of water or so. They might be on the bottom.
Right.
Or they might be 5 foot deep. But they start moving out of the deeper water towards the end of February.
Okay.
And it's weather dependent. I fished a tournament on Grenada one time in March, and it snowed.
Wow.
It was on his birthday. It was no fun. No fun at all. He loved it, though.
That's his son. His son is like hiding over there in the side, and he said he wanted to be on the show, and so that's the reason why he's right here.
Yeah, he's a camera hound. You don't want him on the show. But, I like to tease him a lot, but for me, hunting and fishing and outdoors is a family affair.
Right.
I've got a 6-year-old daughter. You've got to sneak out of the house early if you don't plan on taking her hunting. You've got to sneak out of the house early if you don't plan on taking her fishing, because if she's awake, she's going.
Wow.
And because she just loves being outside, it's all she knows.
Right.
And that's becoming less and less prevalent in society. That the outdoors is not what it used to be.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason why Mike has his Big Mama Crappie Bass Tournament on Lake Washington coming up, and he actually has a youth division. So will we be seeing your son?
Oh, yes.
Fish in the youth division. He's shaking his head. Do you want to come over and give us a peace sign? I mean, he's been high. Here he comes.
Put your hat down so they can see you.
He says he's cold. I don't know if he might have to go down.
He might have to go down a little bit.
He is hiding out in the background. He is coaching his dad how to do an interview. And so.
And if we don't leave the house early enough, Stacy will be there.
Oh, wow.
But I think last year we snuck out without her, and she set up a lemonade stand out here for Camp Looking Glass. So she made lemonade, and she sold it by the cup, and then she donated it to Camp Looking Glass.
That's awesome.
And that's you know, that's a charity I like to deal with.
Right. Yep. And that's the proceeds. That's what that goes to. That tournament goes to that camp. So I cut you off while you're talking. Let's get back to the more past the spring, right? And you're getting into fishing. What are you doing then?
Well, you hit a spell where for about 3 weeks they're in the trees. And when you fish out of a pontoon boat, trees aren't your friend.
Right.
So I normally will take a break at that point.
Right.
Between the people who are jig fishing in the trees and the yo-yoers and things of that nature, it's, you just really can't effectively fish in the trees.
Okay.
And you can't really fish in the water on the outer skirts of it either.
Because once they
come off the bed, they go through about a 4-day lull to where they're just exhausted and they just don't bite very well.
Uh-huh.
And then they just start picking up and it just goes, it's full steam ahead after that.
Hot part of the summer. That's the time I love to troll with crankbaits. That's like peak time on Ozark Highland Reservoirs because you got a thermocline. You have a thermocline setting up here?
Yeah, it's about 5 foot deep.
Oh, wow.
Which is where the square bills really come in handy. And you can just literally take it, use monoline. Once again, I use ACC crappie sticks, and as a disclaimer, I'm on Andy's pro staff with ACC, just as a disclaimer.
Right. Yeah.
But you can go to Walmart and buy some of those little Zebco 202 kits and get four of them and get a square bill crankbait and just chunk it as far as you can behind the boat and give one rod to each person in the boat. You're going to get hit.
Yeah, so let's go. Even though you could use those rods, I'm sure those ACC rods, you can spread out more. Because you talked about running 8 rods up front.
Right.
And so tell them, like, which rods, ACC rods, are you using?
Okay, I use what they call a V-lock system that holds my Millennium rod holders in the back of the boat. Because I have a square reel pontoon boat.
Okay.
So I have a V-lock system in it. You slide the Millennium rod holders in there. And when I'm pulling off the back of the boat, I use a 16, a 12, an 8, and a 6.
Okay, how do you have them set up?
The 16 footers are going straight out.
Okay.
And then I kick the 12 footers in just little bit, kick the 8 footers in just a little bit more than that, and the 6 footers, you can have them pointed about like that.
All right.
And that seems to work well. I don't tangle up that much because you have... Excluding the 6-foot rod, you've got 4 foot of rod separation is where that comes in handy. And not everybody can get that kind of spread in rods right out of the gate.
Exactly, because you got your pontoon boat. So you still have your section of your pontoon boat. You're stretching out a pretty good acreage.
Oh, yeah. You get some coverage there. And so you learn cheats like corks. You've got... planer boards, and things of that nature that are inexpensive ways to get started in it. And, you know, especially with kids, you're better off fishing with 4 rods and fishing than fishing with 8 rods and fighting with your rods all day long. So it's a sport for anybody, really. Spider rigging, but live scoping's a bit different. You know, if you got to have $3,500, $4,000 to get into live scope, you can have $1,500 get into.
Yeah, you see a lot of people, it's kind of like electronic game fishing.
Yeah.
And so I think we'll we'll see kind of a surge of some younger kids that actually got involved in fishing, because to them it's like a video game. Yeah. And then you turn around and they catch that fish, they're like, well, this is the deal here.
Yeah, well, the thing is that's the great thing about the outdoors. There's something for everybody. If you don't like to fish, you can hunt. You don't like to hunt or fish, you can hike or you can camp.
Right.
The great outdoors is great for a reason, because there's something that can appeal to everybody.
Yep.
And you don't have to have a major, monetary expenditure to do it.
Right.
And, if you're a disabled vet and you want to figure out, hey, I've always heard about power trolling, I want to give it a try, we'll take you out and give you a run. Same thing with pulling crankbaits. We'll take you out there and might not be your cup of tea. And that's how I know, LiveScope's not my cup of tea. I tried.
Right.
It's like, that's not how I want to fish.
There's a lot of action when you're trolling crankbaits. There's a lot of stuff going on when you have that many rods out there, and the action's pretty fast and consistent. LiveScoping sometimes gets down to sitting down, look at one fish, and you're trying to catch that one big fish.
But so. I mean, it's a mental game.
Right.
And it's mental with crankbaits also, because you got to dial into colors. You got to change the colors, because what works in the morning won't work at noon, and what works at noon won't work in the afternoon. So the mental challenge is always there, which is also intriguing with fishing.
Yep. So that takes us to a tackle time, our favorite time. Mitch isn't here to do it, but I get to do it. And this is very simple. I didn't even have to bring a crankbait to show you, because we're talking about Pico crankbaits. And that's actually what Mark is trolling with. And so give us your number one color.
Chrome Clown.
For fishing.
Chrome Clown.
There's our tip. Buy Chrome Clown Squarebill crankbaits. Squarebills, and if you're out here at Lake Washington, I keep looking out here because there's actually a boat, I think, over there fishing.
He's dedicated.
So you want to make sure you check that out. And Mark, you're using ACC rods.
Yes.
Is there a series that you're using?
They really only have one, the Green Series rods.
Okay, Green Series rod.
Like I said, that's the most uncomplicated, and they're available here at Bait and Things.
Okay.
You can actually come put your hands on one.
All right.
And I believe we're getting Pico crankbaits in here. You'll be able to come out and pick them up here at Bait and Things.
So there it is. There you have it. Appreciate you being on the show. Make sure you subscribe. Check out our YouTube channel, and make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water. This is where we get to play our music.
Air guitar.
That's right. Good stuff right there.